USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
From possible hate crime to possible hoax, that's how Chicago police say the focus in the Jussie Smollett investigation has shifted in recent days. Police now say the two men that they arrested Wednesday said they were paid to help the actor stage the attack. Officials releasing the brothers now without charges, though the investigation continues. Former Vice President Joe Biden speaking to world leaders at the Munich Security Conference and criticizing President Trump's immigration policies, but assuring those leaders
that the American people, the ultimate wellspring of power in the United States of America, remain committed to engaging the world with decency and respect.
Meanwhile, quoting sources, Fox News says Biden is almost certain to enter the 2020 race soon, but a date has not been set to make it official. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
A manhunt continues after a police officer is shot late Saturday in Bluefield, Virginia, while making a routine traffic stop on U.S. Highway 460. The officer is being treated at a local hospital. He reportedly fired back at the suspect, but that suspect, 25-year-old Donquil Gray, did get away and is described as armed and dangerous. A new report accusing the Syrian government of launching over 300 chemical weapons attacks during its eight-year war. The data released by the Berlin-based Global Public Policy Institute, which found 336 credible uses of credible weapons from chlorine bombs to nerve agents. Forces loyal to Syrian President Bashar al-Assad are blamed for the vast majority of those attacks, most carried out after President Obama's 2013 declaration that chemical weapons would be a red line for his administration when it came to Syria. Medical workers there claim to have treated over 5,000 people over the years for chemical weapons exposure. And this is USA Radio News.
Hey, Charlie Jones here. The new year is finally upon us, and to make 2019 a better year, it all starts with a good night's rest. And right now, MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special for the lowest price MyPillow has ever offered for their 4-pack, including free shipping. And their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Best price ever, free shipping, extended money-back guarantee. That's MyPillow.com. Click on the end of the year special to get 2 premium MyPillows and 2 go-anywhere pillows for their lowest price ever. And be sure to use my promo code USA.
An Illinois community comes together after tragedy strikes on Friday. We get more from USA Radio's Tim Berg.
The city of Aurora, Illinois is setting up a GoFundMe page for the victims of Friday's shooting at a manufacturing plant. The Aurora Strong Community Fund hopes to raise around $50,000 for the families of the 5 people who died and the people who were injured, including police officers. Aurora Police Chief Kristen Zeman on the mood of her officers.
There's a lot of somberness knowing that lives lost. As I was talking to a few officers, they said they felt like they saved a lot of lives today, but they're going to be concentrating on the 4, on the 5 victims that they couldn't. And so right now there's, on one hand, a sigh of relief that our officers are going to be okay.
Again, that report from USA's Tim Berg. A lawyer for Colin Kaepernick says the former quarterback may return to the NFL soon. Kaepernick reached a settlement with the NFL on Friday concerning his collusion grievances against the league, and his attorney has told CNN that Kaepernick still absolutely wants to play and wants to compete at the highest level. On ESPN on Saturday, his lawyer, Mark Garagos, also said he believes Kaepernick could be signed within the next 2 weeks, perhaps by the Panthers or the New England Patriots. And another NASCAR season gets the green flag today as they run the Daytona 500. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.